What can't you wait to get back to right after Ramadan ends?
Drinking coffee.
Cussing.
What is happening?
I was very excited to do this podcast. That answer just went in so many different directions. No, he's not going to do that. But let's get into it.
Girl, you've been cussing every podcast episode. What are you talking about?
No.
Accidentally.
Yeah, they're accidents. And also, right now, every time I cuss, I go, sorry, God.
Stuck for That's me. A wild thing to say. I can't wait to get, to get back to cussing. Well, you might as well have been like, yeah, I can't wait to eat bacon right after Ramadan's over.
What exactly is the correlation between the two?
I can't wait to throw shots down right after Ramadan's done.
I don't think they're quite the same thing.
Yeah, but it's like it's like the gateway.
Are movies not the gateway?
No, because
movies, you can watch religious movies.
Movies are like the perfect pipeline to porn.
Whoa.
What kind of movies are you watching?
I mean, they're both videos.
No, I'm not watching adult films. I'm talking about just, I think it's more of a time thing, actually.
Yeah, I was going to say it's a time thing.
Because I've been like thinking about, oh yeah, I still got to watch this movie, that movie.
So you're not like against watching movies during Ramadan?
I think part of it is that.
Okay.
It's like, I'm already focused. I'm already, you know,
yeah,
kind of like, if anything, I'll maybe like watch like a show. Mm. I don't know. I guess that's the same thing, but it doesn't feel the same.
Yeah. It's crazy. Like while I was growing up, like I remember Ramadan being like during, you know, the summer, mm-hmm. and like I just be inside like while my friends are playing outside, and it's like, what do I do? You know, like even if I like play video games, right? My friends are outside.
Mm-hmm. So why weren't you outside?
So there's no, I don't know. It's just like, you know, an excuse like, oh, I'm fasting. So like, I'm not going to, you know, go outside.
That's how the time would go by quicker though. As a kid.
Wait, what about your Muslim friends? They weren't,
they were all inside too.
Oh,
No, but we'd hang out at night. So okay. We'd hang out at night. My, like, you know, non-Muslim friends, they'd be out and about.
We'd be pressing full court basketball in this hot summer months.
For me, I would just binge watch like random shows. So I just like finish through and I'd be like, okay, Ramadan is like my show watching time.
Oh, really? Yeah. You're like trying to pass the time.
Yeah. Yeah. I think as a kid, like you kind of do that. You're like, what can I do to pass the time? That's what we were doing with trying to go outside and like spending a ridiculous amount of time outside, because you're like, the less time I have to think about,
yeah,
you know, whatever it is. Because like, I don't know. I feel like our parents also used to be like, I feel like making it a bigger deal than it was. If it was just like, oh yeah, we're just going to eat later today. I feel like that would have been easier than like, we have to like,
No food, no water.
Yeah. Like if it was just like, hey, we're just like not going to eat until, you know, much later, like no big deal. It's all good. Let's carry on as usual. Then yeah. I feel like it wouldn't have been as big of a deal. But when we were like told like, just no food, no water. And the way that I would see other aunties and uncle act like, oh my God, hon, like we can't do this. Like we can't go for walks. Like we can't do this. Like you're fasting. I'd go to the mall. My parents are like, you're fasting. And I'm you're going to get tired. I was like, from going to the mall.
it's weird. I hear that a lot. And like some people that kind of like, are just like, oh yeah, we can't do anything because we're fasting all day. But I feel so like productive and wanting to do so much more stuff, because it's like eating to me on a regular basis is like, it's a chore almost sometimes, where it's like, oh, I got to like stop to eat. Yeah. And then eating takes up like an hour. Like sometimes if you have to go and get it, like, it becomes like this thing.
Yeah.
And without it, it's almost like you're just continuous on whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
You just stay dialed in. And you don't have to eat.
Yeah.
I like to eat, by the way. Like some people, they're like, oh yeah, like I'm not a big food person. I love food.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's just,
it takes like time away from the day.
Yeah. And so when you feast at night, yeah, and that's the only thing to do, and you're socializing at the same time, it feels like you've done everything you need to for the day. And it becomes this like reward.
Yeah.
I just like the setup of it.
Yeah. In middle school, we had these things called fun runs, and it was like 1.2 mile run, right? So like they would do that like once a month or something.
Talking about
like
the game?
No. Like in school.
Oh.
Yeah. Like it was called Fun Run. Okay. You run 1.2 miles.
You know the app though?
Yeah. It's like old.
Because everyone used to play that at school.
But yeah, it was called
Fun Run.
Real Fun Run.
Okay.
And I guess they named it like that so kids could be excited to run and whatnot. So obviously, like, every month they would do fun runs, right? But during Ramadan, like, me and my Muslim friends would be like, oh, we're fasting, like, we can't run. Like, obviously, like, we could, mm-hmm. but we were just, any excuse where we didn't have to do physical activity, mm-hmm. that's what we did. And so then we're like, oh, we can't do the fun run. Meanwhile, the guy who came in second place was, like, full on fasting, like, Muslim. And everyone, like, kind of knew. They didn't, like, he didn't announce that he was, like, fasting mm-hmm. and whatnot. But we were the ones who were like, oh, yeah, we're fasting. We can't run. Like, mm. you know, we had to
get. Didn't you, didn't have, like, a practice and stuff during Ramadan?
I'm trying to think.
I remember having, like, volleyball, wrestling practice, basketball.
Even PE, my PE teachers would be like, track. We don't care. go run.
I'm talking about middle school and high school. I didn't do any spring sports. Yeah, I didn't do any spring sports. Mm. Wrestling was in the fall/winter. Or no, winter. It was in the winter.
Okay.
So...
Ramadan. You wouldn't have, like, practices coming up to it before the season starts?
Maybe some workouts, but, like...
Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't, like, we'd have to, like, be in there in the summer and stuff gotcha. Like that, yeah.
Yeah, I would hear, like, certain athletes... You know, like, nowadays you hear, like, Kyrie Irving. Yeah. Like, so that would always just, like, make me, like, really, like, motivated.
Yeah, yeah.
So then I always wanted to be the guy that, like, doesn't say anything.
Yeah, yeah.
And does it. And then it was just like, this is tiring, bro.
Yeah. No, I mean, you, like you said earlier, like, you're more focused. Mm-hmm. Like, going to the gym now, like... I know everyone that goes to the gym, like, regularly, they go to the gym during, like, Ramadan, and, like, mm-hmm. I go too, and it's, like, right before iftar. For me, that's, like, perfect time.
Yeah.
Talk to us about that coffee, though.
The coffee, yeah. I mean, I've been drinking chai, which is, like, I like, that's, like, my routine, like, right after iftar, drink chai.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. That's, like, really nice. But yeah. I do miss, like, the morning coffee and then, like, getting your work done throughout the day. Obviously, yeah. like, I am a little bit more focused, but I'm not as fast, if that makes sense.
Yes. Yeah. That makes total sense.
Yeah. So that's what I miss.
I think when it comes to, like, for example, coming on the podcast, or, like, when we go on, like, in the mornings, like, early morning at the mosque to, like, set stuff up, those are times where it's just, like, when somebody brings coffees, it's just, like, one of those things that just, like, sets the, mm-hmm. like, all right, now let's do the work. You know yeah. what I mean? Mm-hmm. So then when it's not there, you're just, like, oh, man, without the incentive.
Well, even for, like, things that you have to be in charge of or, like, having to execute anything, I'm like, dang, this would be a lot easier. Like, I ran a meeting and I did really well, but I did it low energy. Mm. And so it was like the way that I would have killed this had I had a little bit of caffeine in my system would have been fire. And look, of course, like, I got, you get praise, like, oh yeah, like, good job with the presentation. But I'm like,
but no, you knew,
no. But I knew
yeah, yeah.
that it could have been so much better.
I remember being in, like, meetings and I would just be like a zombie. Like, I legit, like, my sleep schedule was, like, messed up. And I was just, like, I was an NPC. Like, legit during Ramadan. Like, I'd be an NPC. Like, I had no idea what went on in the meeting. I'm like, yeah. Autopilot. Like.
You know, in the future, we're probably going to have, like, battery signals above our head in the same way that we have on our phones.
Yeah.
So that people can just, like, without even having to question you, go through the line of questioning of, like, how are you? You get enough sleep, all that stuff. They can be like, oh, he's on 20%. Just don't ask him anything.
Yeah.
And then if, like, people are fasting, then they would just know, oh, they're, like, you know, low battery.
Low battery.
Welcome back to Strange Flavors, everybody. The strangest and greatest podcast on the planet.
Game. On the planet.
What is it?
It's in the game.
Pick one.
It's in the game, but, like, someone changed it. So one of you guys changed
no,
it.
No, I've
I didn't
say,
change
I've
it. I wouldn't
I've
change
been
it.
Saying in the game, and I always hear on the planet.
I think maybe Amber said it, like, enthusiastically, and then you switched.
And then I started saying planet?
I think so. Last time, you definitely started it, so.
I'd just be saying words.
Yeah, she'd be saying words. I don't blame her. I blame you for, like, keeping it going.
Well, I mean, factually,
can we stop
on the
it?
Planet?
What?
The whole, like, trying to be in unison thing?
You never want to do anything.
I was about to No, honestly, I agreed with her. But then you guys kept it going.
Oh.
And then I was like, dang, okay, I guess we're
okay,
doing
okay, well, tell us, is it cringy or no? Friends listening.
Next week, she's going to be like, okay, tell us if this podcast is cringy or no. And then we'll stop.
And then we'll stop.
Guys, I don't know if you know this, but cringy. The biggest hater of this podcast
is...
Is Amber Khan.
Is Amber Khan.
I'm not a hater. I'm
she's
just
literally
self-critical.
Hates this podcast.
No, I'm just self-critical because I don't want to be like... You know, like, I just want to make sure that, like, within our own bubble, that we're also being critical enough on ourselves and not just, like, yes-manning our way through.
You think that people listening are just like, as soon as that part comes, that we're in unison, they're just like, that's it.
That's it.
I've had it.
They're
I'm
just
done
like,
with this podcast.
Okay, why is this still going on?
You know what they're saying, why is this still going on to? This discussion right now.
Fair. That is fair.
We want to thank our patrons who are getting amazing bonus episodes every single week.
Woo!
Mm-hmm.
Go in the...
I just wanted to add some energy and enthusiasm.
I felt it. Yeah.
You felt it?
Yeah. Thank you.
It was low energy energy.
That's actually has his high energy too. So it gets confusing because sometimes when he's like really excited, he does that same exact... the same exact...
Woo!
With the three claps.
Yeah.
That sound like the... Yeah, chat. Go in the link in bio.
Okay.
Yeah.
People nowadays walk around and they just call, instead of saying people, they say chat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The story.
Like I
in
love
real
this.
Life. It came from the streams. Like yeah. Twitch
it came from the streams. The streams really blew up.
Yeah.
They'd be like, instead of saying like, what's up, dog, or like, my mans, or fam, it's like, yo, can I get a coffee chat? And it'll be
no,
like,
they don't
barista.
Say to people.
They say to people.
No, I thought it was more like people post on their stories and they kind of treat their like viewers on their stories as chat.
Or comment sections. Yeah, I love when they're like, so it's just like a ridiculous TikTok and the comment will be like, chat, is this real?
Yeah. Chat, what do we think about this?
Yeah. But they're referring to like the audience now, whoever's watching them as chat. And then now I've seen people do it in real life where they're just like, yo,
that's
chat,
crazy.
What's good?
Oh, that's crazy.
like kids at my mosque and stuff, like they'll say stuff like that.
Really?
Like they'll walk in, all the kids are sitting around. They're
like,
what's
up? Chat?
What's up, chat?
Imagine the imam like in 30 years. Salam alaikum chat.
Instead of the Muslim chat.
Muslim chat. But I like it. I feel like this is a nice like slang term to.
It's funny. It's gonna get annoying in 2 years.
Yeah. Someone was saying like previously a lot of our vocabulary came from like sports and stuff like that.
Hmm.
And then now it's like more video game like influenced on like our slang. Like with like chat, like pwn. Not that pwn is like more but like, you know, noob and stuff. Yeah, Ronald. But people used to say like noob and stuff like that.
Oh yeah.
So
wait, so what's the ones from sports? Like team, squad?
Yeah, stuff like that. I wish I remembered, but my brain's not working, so.
Okay. Yeah.
I
kind of see what you're saying though. Like just hey sport.
My boss had like she used to say hey guys to everybody. And then we had a diversity training.
Oh, no.
And so they made it very clear that we're not supposed to say, hey, guys, because there's girls in the group and there's whatever. But they didn't say it that clearly. But she felt guilty because every single time she would write in our group chat or like address us, she'd say, hey, guys. So she replaced that by going, gang.
Gang.
And like she doesn't connect what gang is either. So she'd be like, hey gang.
Well, no, that's like when you have like a nice sweet white lady say it. Like I remember in school, our teachers would say like, hey gang, let's all, you know, get our construction paper and glue out.
Yeah, but that was also part of the diversity training that we're not supposed to say gang.
We're not supposed to say gang either. Oh my God.
But then she like went from hey guys to solely referring to us as gang.
That's hilarious.
Hey chat, just tell her to go hey chat.
But that sucks because I feel like hey guys is such a good one. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like I say guys, like hey guys.
So when this. Like when I used
your
to be
male privilege.
Yeah. What do you say?
No, but,
hey girls.
But guys, accompanies
girls and gals.
Girls. No, what do you actually say? Like when you refer to like a bunch of people.
Hello everyone.
No, you don't. You say guys. You're like hey guys.
You even guys. When it's, there's two boys.
No, even when it's like just girls, you'll be like hey guys, what's up? Because guys is not used in that way.
Yeah, I know. I'm just kidding. I have no idea what I say. I would say anything and hope it just goes.
But everybody knows what that means. Like when you say, hey, guys, it's a group of people. Same way as like gang or squad or whatever.
Yeah.
I remember the thing is that it like apparently offends like if we're talking about like the left and the right, it offends both somehow. Because in my conservative small town, when I used to serve tables, I would go up and, you know, sometimes introduce like, hey, guys, how are you doing? And then I would have, like, one time these two ladies who were like, we ain't guys. We're gals. And then I was like,
are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sorry. And then I'd just be like, but then when I came back, I'd be like, how are you guys doing? And I didn't even like clock it.
Yeah.
And then she got like really upset. She's like, why do you keep calling us guys? And I was like, I'm not referring to you as men or like, yeah, you know, whatever. It's just, I'm referring to just people. That's what I usually say. And she's like, well, don't say no more. I was like,
you got
to
say what white people say, which is party people. Hey, party people.
Yeah, hey, party
How's
people.
How's it going, party people?
God.
Or reverse, like, be like, you know how they say, like, honey or something like that?
Yeah.
Maybe say it to them.
Darling.
Oh, they find
darling,
it very flattering. Yeah, yeah.
Like, hey,
so
darling.
Then I started going towards that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, early on, I didn't understand these things, but then when you call them, like, hey, sugar, how you doing?
Yeah.
Hey, honey.
you be saying that?
Yeah.
I feel like it's weird when a younger person says it to an older person, no?
Yeah.
Miss. I like miss. Miss. Hey, miss, good. How you doing?
Miss. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ma'am.
Ma'am, yeah, ma'am always.
For
good.
One person.
Yeah.
I love calling girls babe.
Babe, okay.
Yeah, that's always fun.
I think we brought that earlier on the podcast. Me too.
Yeah, anyways.
So chat, yeah, be a patron and listen to our amazing bonus episodes. Get the merch, chat.
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 The merch is in the bio as
We're
well.
We're ruining it already.
We want to say... Eid Mubarak, everybody.
Woo!
This is the Eid episode.
Okay. Woo.
You guys aren't feeling the Eid?
I did my woo.
Yeah, yeah. Woo.
Can we get the claps of that?
Eid Mubarak.
Eid Mubarak. Eid Mubarak.
Are you guys hype?
I'm so
actually
hyped.
Really hype.
Once we decide on a day, are you guys hype?
Yeah.
Literally.
The back and forth, the never knowing.
Yeah.
You know, they should give us 2 days off on a national level.
Yeah,
like, why
knowing
is this not
us,
a thing
we pick the day after both of them.
Yeah,
like when I see the Apple calendar, Google, whatever, on even like the physical calendars, they make these calendars ahead of time, obviously. So then it already picks a day for you what Eid is going to be.
We should follow Apple, not the lunar calendar.
Imam Jobs.
Imam Jobs.
You want to follow him? Yeah. So it's like they all think that it's going to be that day, and some people even give off.
Yeah,
but. My mosque, what they do is they print two, like,
versions.
Permission slips for kids to, like, take off or whatever
yeah.
on a Tuesday or a Wednesday.
Mm.
But I think people should just take off both days.
Yeah.
Just to be safe. And because it's 2 days.
Yeah.
I did take off both days. But I wrote in there, only one will be taken.
Okay, nice.
But now I'm like, I have 2 days off on the calendar. Like, should I just...
Yeah.
The Eid gong.
Yeah, for people that don't understand, for some reason, like we have to decide on a day which day is Eid by looking at the moon sighting.
It's because we go by the lunar calendar.
And we go by the lunar calendar. So like, and it's not like we all look at the moon and stuff like that. It's like usually it's decided in Saudi Arabia, right? Like somebody see it there.
The problem with this is that I feel like there's no other times that I feel like Islam is super outdated except for when I'm telling people that, like, oh, yeah, like, we go by the lunar calendar. Oh, yeah, like, we have to decide based off when the moon is, like, up. And then it just sounds very, like, not outdated, but very,
you're
like...
You're talking about the tradition, not, like, on the religion. You're talking about, like, yeah, the way that, like...
The way we decide.
Because not everybody says that you have to go by, for example, like, Saudi... They're like, go by your local mosque.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we can scientifically see, like, what the moon is going to be like, you know, the rest of the year.
Yeah.
But because of the tradition, some people are like, oh, no, like, do it this way.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, we'll have in our entire mosque that's like, oh, let's all decide, you know, it looks like it's going to be on Wednesday. Let's go with Wednesday. But then, like, we'll have an imam come from outside and he's just like, I need to see it with my physical eyes. So then it depends on, like, who's kind of, like, in charge also.
Yeah.
So
I have an idea. You guys
past.
Should all just go with like your main mosques of your area. Whatever they're doing, you should just like follow that. There should be like per state, whatever the designated
are
mosque
you,
is.
Are you referring state? To your mosque as the main mosque? Let's be very clear. Your mosque is not the main mosque.
Okay, what is the main mosque?
I mean, one of the biggest.
It's one of the biggest, but it's like
you just
it's
hate
mainstream.
The
it's you know
mainstream.
What I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
That's insane.
It's mainstream.
Like you don't want to listen. You don't want to listen. You don't want to get a vibe for what the culture is because of the mainstream artists. You want
right.
to listen to like the underground. You want to listen to the up and coming.
They're like
the
star.
Niche.
They're the Starbucks. We're like the local coffee shops. You know.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. And
why can't we be the Dunkin' Donuts? Don't call Starbucks in a canceled time.
Okay, fine, Dunkin'.
I like to listen to niche things, and for that reason, I have a very niche mosque.
Okay, then go celebrate on a day that nobody's celebrating.
No, actually, last time everybody in the state was celebrating a certain day, and your mosque was celebrating, what, a day later?
Day before.
Okay.
And that was 3 years ago. You like to remind me of this every time.
Yeah, but like your mosque be doing stuff like that.
No, we
Let's
don't.
Let's be clear.
No. It's the little mosques that have nakhre. Like they'll just be like, oh, no. Like we, like I need to physically see it. We're like, let's go ahead and decide. What are we doing? Okay, cool. Sounds good.
It's kind of true.
And then the little ones are like the doing kusar
underground, you know, artists, they're like, they make the most noise.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like if you want to come
waves.
For the throne, you got to like call them out.
Yeah.
Little dogs,
I think
big bark.
That we have the most Instagram followers, so that we're the most valid.
Oh boy, yeah, you guys are doing a lot of like the Instagram. I like your Instagram page. I'll say that you have a lot of these videos that are like couples from different areas, and they'll talk about like, oh, where are you from?
How'd
and there's
you
like
meet
a lot of
and stuff like that.
People from all types of different places, and then they show like, because your mosque is also very diverse, it'll be like, oh, what are you wearing? Mm-hmm. And so it shows that like Islam is not just like. Arab culture.
Yeah.
It's not Desi culture. It's not one thing.
It's also very inviting because like people will probably be like, oh, I don't have, you know, like usually mosques are like predominantly maybe like one race or like majority ruled by one race. But this shows like, oh, like it's like a bunch of different races, a bunch of different cultures.
Yeah.
And they have like convert days. If like you're interested in Islam, you can come in and like they have like a whole setup. You could try on hijabs. You can
that's
like
crazy.
Meet people, like
Wait,
ask questions. And then if you do decide, they have like a convert box, like a revert box.
It's like a convention. Like, yeah. You go and make your rounds.
And they give you like a translated Quran, a prayer. It's like a whole starter.
A whole package.
Muslim starter pack.
Starter pack.
They actually have the same convention in a place called Jail. Have you heard of this? Most converts.
Yeah.
Most convert. Muslim converts. Jail.
Isn't a lot of the Muslim converts in Jail Nation of Islam?
You might be right.
Because, you know, I have never really known anything about Nation of Islam, except I was on Instagram the other day, like scrolling through reels, and there was this nun looking person and this other one. They're like, I'm an FOI. I'm a GIT. And they're like, oh, of course I'm going to do this. I'm FOI. Of course I'm going to do this. And I'm like, oh, this is church stuff. That's why I don't understand it. And then it eventually gets to a part where they're like, Assalamu alaikum, brother. And he was like, wa alaikum assalam. And I was like, whoa, what kind of, where are we? Where are chat?
Wait, what are you talking about? They just said salam to each other.
Yeah, but they were
That's
in a religious...
That's when she found out they were Muslim.
That they were Muslim. So then I was like, what's going on? So I went through her whole page, come to find out that an FOI is Fruits of Islam. That's what they call the guys. And the girls, they're GIT. It's Girls in Training. And it's all a part of the Nation of Islam. And they have like their own prophet, apparently. And I like went through and I just went on like this deep dive search and I was like, I don't really know if I've met many or if any, like people from Nation of Islam.
Wow.
It's very cool.
My brother has this friend, he's a convert. And, I asked him like, what's like the hardest thing to deal with, like as a convert Muslim. And he was like, yo, some guy came up to me. He's like, yo, did you convert in jail? And he has like tattoos and everything like that. He's like, no, like I didn't convert in jail, bro. I was like, dang, that's a crazy comment to ask somebody.
Yeah. That is crazy. It's like, oh, what did they have you in for?
Or if somebody they just go up to black Muslims, they're like, oh, like what brought you to Islam? And they're like, I was born here.
Yeah, like a lot of my black homies that like, you know, come to the mosque, like, have been growing up with us or something. They'll still get asked, like, oh to this God. Day by, like, a random uncle sometimes.
I'm not going to lie. Like, I don't know if it's my bad hearing, but, like, Frost has a friend in his community. And, like, I go up to him, and for some reason, I just didn't expect him to be Muslim. And then I go, Islam, like, or I go, like, hey, what's your name? And then he said something, and, like, I said the most, like, black names. I was like, Tyree? Like, Tyron? I just couldn't hear properly. Mm-hmm. But he was like, no. And then he had like an actual very Muslim name.
Tahir.
And I was just like, oh, dude, I'm so sorry.
Who's been on our pod and talked about people like this.
Yeah. I was one of them. But it was like very lighthearted. So I don't think he took it seriously or anything.
No, he's like a very good soul. And he's has always had a, like a really great attitude about it. And usually they do. But it's crazy that like sometimes, especially amongst the Desi uncles, like they just like don't think twice. And it's not like their fault necessarily because of like what they've experienced, what they've heard, how it usually is. So I get it. But Yeah.
I had no excuse, though.
you're just a racist. Yeah, there was this uncle yesterday that we were, like, praying Isha, and then there was a kid, there's like, a little kid next to him, right? And he goes, I just, like, overhear him, like, while we're all, like, making dua or whatever. He's just like, Beta, why do you have nail polish on?
He has nail polish on?
Yeah, the little boy, he had a nail polish on. And then he's like, you did it yourself? He's like, yeah. He's like, why? he's like, I like it. And he's just like, no, this is for boys. This is for, he's like, you're a boy. This is for girls. This is for girls. And he's like saying it. Everyone's just kind of like making the wah, like looking back. Who's saying this right now? He's like.
During the wah?
Yeah. And then he's like, the kid like runs away. And then he's like, and the uncle starts kind of like steaming off. He's just like, you never know these days. He, she, they, them. Oh, you never know.
No. And we're just like. How old was the kid?
Probably like 3, 4.
Oh, so it's like it's like a kid, not like a teenager in his angst phase.
Yeah, I was like, uncle, like, you could have just been like, he's just playing with his
sister stuff,
paint, whatever. But he was like, no, we have to be careful these days. Like, you never know the direction. He started going on a whole thing. I was like, that's crazy.
That's hilarious.
It's wild. Did anybody call that uncle out? Like, chill out?
No, I mean, he was just kind of like doing his own thing. he was having a mini rant to himself. It was just kind of like, they got what he was saying, but it was just like, bro, I was just like a little kid, like relax.
Just like a little baby.
We don't know what's going on. No, but I'm really excited for Eid, especially at my niche mosque.
At your niche mosque.
Trust me, like, I know I say this, but like, it's a very unique like thing to witness. A mosque like that used to be a barn being renovated into like a proper building. Mm-hmm. And then like when we pray outside or even in there, like we have like 50 acres, right? And you're on a farm. So it's like, it's a very different feeling than what I'm, I guess, used to traditionally. And then right. And by the way, guess where it is? It's right across basically from that ice cream shop that I always take people to. Yeah. So there, you get
Frost
so like,
has this thing where if we're ever meeting somebody that's not in our immediate friends group, I'll just at some point hear him go, yeah, like they have this cream of crab soup. And immediately I just know he's talking about this
one small of the greatest ice cream shops in the country.
In the small town that he lives in. And it's the only thing he can ever talk about. Because when people are like, oh, what's over there? He's like, there's this ice cream shop, but don't get the ice cream. Get the soup. You have to get the cream of crab.
Even though it's known for ice cream. Yeah. It's rated for ice cream.
Chat, it's rated number 4 in the country.
For ice cream.
For ice cream. Ice cream on the right off the farm.
So then why are you always raving about the soup?
Yeah, because it's not rated for the soup.
Because other things are really great, and the cream of crab soup, son, is so good.
It was all right.
You guys aren't, like, cream of crab soup connoisseurs. Like, I don't know.
I mean, I am a crab soup connoisseur. I'm a crab anything
you
connoisseur.
You had it, right?
I've had
that
like
how you say that?
What?
Connoisseur,
yeah. I've had like a spoonful of it, but to be honest, every time I go there, I want ice cream like a normal person.
No, that's the thing. You got to have the soup and then ice cream afterwards.
That's disgusting.
Cream, sweet cream.
Ew.
Anyways, right after you're done, you know, like having a nice time on the farm, praying there, everything like that, you go across to another farm, you get ice cream, and then on the way home is my eggs person.
Your egg dealer.
The egg dealer who is also on another farm. They got llamas. They got like all types of different animals. So it's just like, it's a really unique experience in that way. Okay. But why Eid is going to be awesome is because for the first time, we've never had a place like this, right? So first time we're having an Eid carnival.
Oh, wow.
And it's going to be like magicians. And
black magic. Magicians are literally haram.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know why we got a magician there.
What is going on?
A guy making like balloon animals, a huge moon bounce thing, hot dogs.
He's like, we got a clown.
No, we got a clown. I think it's a magician.
You know what they did?
Clown.
They went to the party rental website and just said yes.
They said yes to everything. I'm not even kidding. We got badminton tournament, flag football tournament, like all this stuff. And I'm just like, in the mat. We were literally just like in a
Do you
small
guys have
place.
Enough people for this?
Or money?
Yeah. Oh, they have the money.
Oh,
but
okay.
But the people.
Or people. Like a, yeah.
Well, so we're so inviting good. Other communities. they're literally like, tell everybody you know.
Yeah. I mean, that's smart. You
but,
got to.
But the thing is, it's like, it's a lot of land. And then we have all of this, like, we've gotten to a place where the facility is there and everything is like, you know, ready to go. And now we're focusing on the kids, which like, I'm so happy about, because I feel like if you focus on the kids in any community, like that to me is a, like a functional place.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because if the kids are coming, that means the parents are coming. That means other kids want to come there. That's where they'll hang out.
And their memories will be grown mm-hmm. with like that.
Yeah. So. And so you're playing, you know, sports, you're doing other things. But then also, like, when it comes time for prayer, like, the mosque is right there. You go mm-hmm. in there, and your foundation is, like, good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's for anything, like, even if you are not considering religion, when you have, like, any sort of community where there's, like, a foundation, there's values and all of that, but then you do these other things that are, like, fun.
Yeah.
You're still grounded, in, like, with your values and have that kind of, like, base to know who you are, where you come from, like, the honor with your families and the community interactions that you always mm. keep. So we're like so excited about this carnival going
is
on.
Is it happening
the first
on
many.
Eid?
On Eid, yeah.
I don't like that.
Why don't you like that?
Because like I feel like Eid is like reserved for like what you already have going yeah. on, like the family stuff and like
our Eid festival is on the weekend. Like on
yeah.
Saturday.
Usually Eid parties take place
oh, okay.
after Eid. But like
well so on everybody Eid? Everybody that we're gonna be seeing is already there.
Hmm. So how are you booking in the, all these things for possibly two different days?
I think they booked it for Wednesday.
Because it's cheaper.
It's cheaper.
Wait.
Oh, like on a weekday?
Yeah.
That's a good point. It is
Wait,
cheaper.
But also, you guys pre-decided without seeing the moon that you're going to book it all for Wednesday?
When you're niche.
When you're niche, you do whatever.
Nobody's going to check on us. Yeah. We could do it on Thursday if we wanted to. And people would be like, yo, it's pretty lit. They got a carnival going on.
Yeah.
At that point, you could be like post-Eid carnival.
Post-Eid carnival.
Yeah, you guys should come through to the Eid carnival.
Yeah.
It's gonna be crazy.
It sounds hype. It's just
I don't
Wednesday.
Know if I'm going to really enjoy a magician in the middle of nowhere.
It's not for you. It's for the kids.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. What is there for me?
You could be the clown.
You can be the clown.
People can be like, oh, you guys got two clowns? Two clowns. Let's go.
Let's go.
Yeah, Eid Mubarak. It's a very interesting time, this Ramadan, because of the state of the world, right? Mm-hmm. We know what's going on in Palestine. But then on top of that, we've got we had a lunar eclipse, and then we had this earthquake, and then we've got this solar eclipse coming up. And I don't know about like your guys' moms, but mine, anything like this even subtly happens, she's just like, it's the end of times. It's here. Like she's accepted it.
Mm. Well, can Shamir, as my designated nerd friend,
yeah.
can you explain me what a solar eclipse is?
It's when like the moon and mm-hmm. the sun, their size ratio. Okay, this is sounds so the moon is like, you know, closer than yeah. the sun, right? But when they cross paths, which only happens like, you know, once every couple of years, cross paths in a way where the moon like 100% covers the sun.
Mm-hmm.
So it shows like this glowing ring. Mm. So like it doesn't happen often. Like sometimes, you know, the moon will pass by the sun, but it's only part of the sun mm-hmm. and whatnot. But this is when it's like completely covering.
So it'll be like daylight out. And then for like, what, 2 to 4 minutes?
Yeah.
It'll be like nighttime.
And you can only see it in like certain angles. And that angle is like a line, like everywhere else you'll only see the moon cover like 75% of the sun or whatnot.
Oh, is that yeah. why people are like trying to go to like the
yeah.
northeast
yeah, yeah.
to like see it in that exact yeah. for like those 2 to 4 minutes? You yeah. actually went to
yeah,
go
yeah.
see the solar
eclipse. I went in 2017 or 2018.
You went to Vermont then?
It was Tennessee. Yeah, so
interesting.
They're right next to each other.
Okay.
Yeah.
I saw
wait
huh what
you think Vermont and Tennessee are actually next to each other?
I don't know.
She doesn't know geography.
I don't know geography.
She just accepted it so quickly. I was like, wait, we can't. It's not a joke anymore. It's
not a joke. Yeah,
I'm worried.
Know. Yeah, I don't know geography.
All right, we'll teach you.
No, but like,
yeah. They're not close to each other.
This is a well-known fact about me. Like, you could be like, yeah, like
Vermont, like
Florida's
all the
like
way northeast?
Three states away, and it'd be like, cool.
Cool.
Tennessee is like the south.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that now. Like, Tennessee is the South.
I just didn't like how quickly you accepted it.
Okay.
But yeah, anyway. I saw the total eclipse. So there's solar eclipse and there's total eclipse.
What's the difference?
Total is like moon completely covers the sun.
Okay.
Which is like insane. Like, I saw for 3 minutes.
So that's why I get confused, because they're like, oh, this only happens once in whatever many years. I'm like, I feel like you guys say this every year.
Yeah.
No.
So total eclipse is what you saw.
Total eclipse, yeah. So the total eclipse, you can actually take off the glasses and stare directly at the sun because it's completely covered by the moon.
So why is it harmful to your eyes?
So it's harmful. So the reason we have to wear glasses here is because it's only partially covering the sun.
And you're not supposed to look
at the sun. Bro, that's
not
real.
So there's a ray of like sunlight that still goes on. So you can't like stare at it. You're still looking at the sun. So it's going to burn your eyes. But in total eclipse, the moon's completely covering for 3 minutes. So you can like completely look at it.
I've been looking at the sun since I was a kid.
Don't you wear glasses?
No, I don't wear glasses. And that's not why. That has nothing to do with it. The only thing that happens when I stare into the sun is that it makes me want to sneeze. That's the only thing that happens.
So you can stare at the sun right now.
Yeah, I've been staring at the sun.
You're not staring at the sun.
No. I'm staring at the sun.
You're not staring at
Trust me. But I haven't done it in a long time.
Yeah.
But I know that, like, I've stared directly at the sun before. What? You're not going to go blind.
Yeah, but you're going to have issues.
You can't, you, like, you physically can't at a certain, like, you start, like, really, like.
You can be like.
It, like, hurts.
It hurts.
Yeah.
So you can't even do it. It's not like I'm, like, you know, eyes just, like, staring, like.
No, but imagine staring at it, like, and it doesn't hurt.
Mm.
And everything's dark in the middle of the day.
That's wild. Wait, so is it going to happen during the day?
Yeah, it happens during the day. And then, so when I saw it, like, it completely goes dark for like 3 minutes.
Do we know what time it's going to happen at?
It's different times depending on the location.
Oh.
I don't know what time is it here. But yeah, so then all the crickets start chirping and they think it's nighttime.
Whoa.
And like birds start like, you know, flying.
Yo, can I say something
like
about crickets? Crickets are dumb, bro. Yeah, they are. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
But that's like, their natural,
as
like.
As soon as it gets dark, so you're telling me if I cast a shadow on some crickets, they're just going to start chirping because they think it's nighttime?
A big enough shadow.
Crickets are so dumb,
bro. I mean, then humans are dumb too, because when it's gloomy outside and it's not bright, then we tend to be more tired. So kind of same energy. Because like our brains are like, okay, sunlight, daytime, go out.
We also get energy dark. From the sun.
But that's the entire day. This happens for like 2 minutes. Crickets need to calm down. Wait, is it true that cicadas are coming back too?
There's different breeds of cicadas. And the one that we have to worry about is like the one that comes up every 17 years. That one already happened.
What do you worry about?
Like they like have a huge infestation. Like they're on everything. They're everywhere.
So why shouldn't we be worried about these ones?
These ones are like way less infesting. They're like at a smaller level. And there's different
versions. They're niche cicadas.
And there's like different versions that come up at different times, but they're not that cicada.
These cicadas are on DC Standard Time.
These cicadas like, are
we come out every 30 years. Forget the 17.
Yeah.
Yeah. These ones are called. Well, I got an article sent to me. It said hypersexual zombie cicadas that are infected with sexually transmitted fungus expected to emerge this year.
Oh, my God.
Wait. These are STD cicadas?
STD cicadas. Well, posted by CBS News.
So basically, I learned this when I actually ate a cicada.
You ate a STD?
Yeah. No, the lady
Didn't
was.
Didn't we all eat cicadas?
We did, right?
You brought some for us, peanut butter cicada.
Okay.
Yeah.
It tasted like a Reese's cup.
Yeah. So basically the lady was telling me like how cicadas work. And she was like, yeah, I think the guy, as soon as she like, you know, they like.
Mate.
Okay, I'm just going to think of the word. As soon as they mate. As soon as they mate, like I think the guy just like dies. Like he just.
Oh, bust the nut
and
just rip?
That is so iconic.
Yeah, he just dies.
We love the girl for that. She's like, I don't want that guy cicada around anymore. Let me just go
whack
him off.
What are you talking about? That's not a plus for the girl. She's left alone. For the guy, this is the best version of post-nut clarity you could ever have.
It's the best way to die. Like,
I don't know. If a girl wants to be like, let's just get rid of him.
Yeah, but that's not what cicada girls are thinking.
Yeah, they're not thinking that.
Have you talked to a cicada girl?
Well, they're alone. Why they die. They're like,
no,
I'm depressed.
No, but then they have like a girl army because they're just killing off all the men and like getting
but
together.
But the boys, they're just like, Bust a nut. R.I.P. We out. That's all I like. That's all I was rebirthed to do.
Yeah.
I came out. I did my thing.
Yo, imagine like a Pixar movie for cicadas,
dude.
And they're like, "Yo, I'm about to bust my nut in 2 days." They're like, "I'll see you there in the afterlife, man."
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Once cicadas really emerge from the ground, they molt into adults within 1 to 10 days. The fungus causes the backside of their abdomens to open up. A chalky white plug erupts, taking over their bodies and making their genitals fall off.
Dang. Oh, so they have to, I think, mate.
I'm bricked up right now. I'm bricked up. Cicadas get down like
wild.
That.
Wild.
Okay, so yeah, this solar eclipse is happening, and my brother got the T-Mobile glasses. T-Mobile gives us all types of perks, right? Last time we got the P. Diddy's,
you
a.k.a.
guys are
the
on
Crazy
the T-Mobile
Puffs.
Deals.
They're like, yeah, we got our house from T-Mobile. Like,
Dower wakes up in the morning on Tuesdays and goes phone to phone. Is like, you know, he takes my mom's phone, my dad's phone. He makes sure, like, are you going to eat this? No? Okay. I'm going to send this screenshot to myself. I'm getting this many subs. I'm getting this. He makes sure to, like, really just milk the heck out of those perks. Like, T-Mobile Tuesdays are, like, Christmas for him every single Tuesday.
Respect.
They hand out like free stuff occasionally, like a hat or something. And I was getting my phone fixed one time while it was a T-Mobile Tuesday. And it was just Indians coming in being like, can I have one for me, my wife, and my two kids?
Exactly.
Yeah. One after the next. Like, no white woman came in. They're like, can I have a T-Mobile hat?
Yeah. My mom will be like, oh, I saw T-Mobile is giving umbrellas today. Go get some so then I can send them to Pakistan.
Wait, you can just go into the store and pick up your T-Mobile Tuesday stuff?
Yeah. But it's usually out because people like are like fiends like us, like they'll just go early and just get their free stuff. Wow. Sometimes it's nice things.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, things that you're going to be using.
I remember back in the day, like it would be free movie tickets. And I'd be like, yo, this is awesome. And it'd be for like a brand new movie. It's not even like an old movie.
We still get like $3 tickets.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Trust me.
But speaking of solar eclipse, did you guys see all these theories about the solar eclipse?
Like the world ending that he was talking about?
Yeah, but like they're like, oh, all these things are connected, like the bridge falling down and the earthquake happening.
Diddy.
Are all...
Diddy.
Epstein's Island, Nickelodeon.
I know you're not making fun of this because you're the biggest conspiracy theorist that on this pod.
I'm turning into it.
Yeah.
He was 3 weeks ago.
I'm with you. Like I'm with you. I'm following. I'm just saying like let's do this.
Yeah. So they were saying that like it has to do with astrology, like the solar eclipse has something to do with astrology. And like based off of that, all of these things were predicted. Like the bridge fall was predicted. The earth.
Bruh, your zodiac sign did not tell you that the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore was going
How
down.
How come you didn't stop it? You knew like, and you didn't stop.
They're like, my Aries sign told me that in Baltimore this would happen.
They need to be arrested. They knew.
Did you see that guy who was on TikTok who he didn't plan. He predicted that the bridge fall was going to take place.
No, I didn't see that.
Well.
Was it true?
I mean, it happened. The bridge fell when he said it was going to fall.
Wait, you watched his TikTok?
I watched all the TikToks explaining his TikTok because his talk is now removed.
Really?
Okay, yeah. Well, there's also guys that like will make these Super Bowl predictions. But all you got to do is find one guy who made that prediction.
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
No. The real thing I'll look into is The Simpsons.
Yeah, yeah.
The Simpsons gets things right.
No, there's also like a couple, like Halloween, I guess, like what, 8 years ago? Mm-hmm. And the guy was wearing a Travis Kelce. The other one was wearing Taylor Swift. And this was like, they're a couple together, but they didn't know what to wear. And this was like 8 years ago.
That's so funny. Yeah. Well, yeah. So apparently they're predicting and they're saying that also Mercury's in retrograde right now.
In Gatorade?
In Powerade. But apparently, based off of your zodiac sign, because of the solar eclipse, there's going to be a lot of changes happening in the world. There's like all these things. So if you are a human and you have a zodiac sign, go see how the solar eclipse is apparently affecting you.
And you're telling me right now there's not change happening in the world?
Where do you check this?
On TikTok.
You check on TikTok? Like,
yeah.
Okay.
No, you check on this app called CoStar, right?
Oh, yeah. I did check on CoStar.
See?
What did CoStar say?
Well, CoStar didn't say anything specifically about the eclipse. It just told me I'd have trouble with thinking and creativity for the next 4 days.
Is that true?
I mean, I've been a little
It's been 4 years. Amber's not being creative. 4 years ago. So you really,
like, I think my app is glitched.
Yeah. You really think that the astrology is going to be accurate on this?
I'm fasting and I think astrology is haram, so I'm going to say no.
Oh my God.
But ask me after Eid.
Oh, so you're not only excited to get back to cursing, but to astrology after Ramadan.
Yeah. I am not saying that.
That's, loud. It sounded like that's what you said.
I didn't say that. I'm just saying, I don't know what the moon and the sun have to do with. What? That makes sense. What does the moon and the sun have to do with the stars? A lot. So,
yes. The sun is a star.
Yeah, but shut up. You know what I mean. Anyways, I was just wondering if you guys were hip to any of the conspiracy theories. Apparently, we knew about all the things that are happening. And there's more predictions that are happening.
How come we don't, like, preemptively, like, watch out for these things?
Well, that's what everybody's doing. They're saying that, like,
what do you
like, stay inside, keep your doors shut, like, lock your windows during the solar eclipse.
Yeah. Okay, so I feel like anybody that predicts something, keep them, like, high alert. Like, be like, all right, predict the next thing. We'll watch out for it. Like... You know, if this bridge guy
to test it,
like, okay, so he's had one right thing, right? The bridge falling.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's say we keep him in a room. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe watch him, monitor him, be like, yo, predict the next thing. We'll watch it. If it happens, if it doesn't, like we just.
The government's just going to kill him.
This is what they did with the prophets.
Mm.
When people make. No, seriously. This is what when people make claims and then you got to test them.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the prophets, they. Stood the test.
They stood the test. So we should test them too.
Yeah.
And then sometimes you get accused of witchcraft.
That's fine. As long as they know like what's working, what's not, they might be a witch. As long as we just keep an eye on them. They're scary. Because he didn't do enough to help us stop the bridge.
That's so true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's just too much going on for like people to care at this point. It's like, all right, whatever happens in the solar eclipse, it's like... Yeah, I'm over it at this point. Like, yeah. If aliens come down, they abduct us. It's like, this isn't bad compared to what I thought it might be.
That's a part of your astrology, though.
Oh, my God. Like, what is my astrology
like
say?
Like, just being a part of, like being over it and, like, being, like, tired and, like, while Mercury's in retrograde.
Like, wait, so you guys aren't tired and over it?
Yeah, but I'm sure
there's... I've been tired and over it since the first time.
Was it part of his astrology?
Probably. And you know, it's a shedding time for all of us.
What's a shedding time?
Like right now, we're like shedding and we're like going to have a brand new start and a brand new beginning at the end of this.
Wow. Wait, what's Mercury in retrograde? Like, what does that mean?
I don't know.
Oh my God.
I have zero clue what that means.
Maybe it's a planet.
The planet, yeah, is.
And it's like.
Mercury goes back to the 70s. That's what it is.
The hand comes in. You like look in the telescope.
Mercury turns into a disco ball. It's like, forget the lunar eclipse, bro. It's a party.
It says Mercury in retrograde is an optical illusion. Mercury appears to move backwards from our view here on Earth. Astrologers believe that during this time, technology and communication can be disrupted, putting a damper on everyone's mood and increasing negative emotions such
magicians.
As anger, anxiety,
Haram.
Resentment,
Haram.
And sadness. Don't talk about magicians when you hired one for your Mashadon Eid.
When I was little, we also hired a clown magician then too. So we've been at this.
Yeah.
We really support the clown magician community.
I would argue like, you know, be like, that's fine.
It's for the kids.
It's for the kids, right? But it's a weird thing for a masjid to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have it on the flyers.
The guy, picture of the guy.
Did nobody like stop and be like, maybe not this one?
No, if it's for the kids, we just kind of like just do whatever.
Aren't you supposed to be like putting them?
What if it's a Muslim magician?
They're right.
Like halal.
That's
halal magic.
Actually, we used to have a Muslim magician. He was our imam, and then he was no longer.
He was doing magic.
He disappeared. He Harry Houdini'd himself.
Yeah, exactly.
He was doing the wrong magic.
Yeah. They also said the world was going to end in 2012. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. Were you guys scared for that?
I was kind of hype.
Oh, you did.
I thought the world was going to end, but I was like, let's do this. Like, I was ready.
What was your let's do this pose?
I don't know what is their pose.
Aren't you like just embracing? Like, are you in like a Superman pose?
Or like, did you have like a strainer on your head with like?
You're
a
Spider-Man fan. Maybe you're going out like with a web sling.
I think I was like out with friends. We had like school the next day, and
did you take like a deep breath or anything?
Yeah, we just like look at the clock and we just go. It's like 12.
Did you make like a?
And then we're just like looking around.
Some all phone of you calls. Guys, all of your friends like, thought that.
No, did you make two like of them phone like calls? Didn't care. They just wanted to hang out. The other one was like maybe like less enthusiastic about me. But
did you write like a letter to like the girl you never had or anything like that?
No.
Did you ever like admit like all of your lies to your parents or anything?
No.
You're just gonna go
yeah,
out.
I was just right. Because it was like we all experienced this together. So I was like, all right, let's do this as a squad.
Didn't Jay Sean have a song about like partying like it's the end of the world, partying like it's 2012?
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big
yeah.
Jay Sean.
There was a movie.
Featuring
too?
Nicki Minaj.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
There was a movie 2012. It came out
in 2010. So they're like, party, like it's 2012.
That was definitely a quick, like, let's try to like get some hits on yeah. this real quick.
Also, they thought the year 2000 was going to be the end yeah. of the world, too. Yeah.
Because they're like, it's the new.
But that was the beginning for us. That's when we gained consciousness.
Facts.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah.
What happened with this? You had an encounter.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Shamir. So yesterday, actually, it's like a short story, but it's nice. Yesterday, after like iftar, we go to a boba spot. And I walk in, like I'm one of the first people. And I see this like white guy that looks very familiar. It looks like this Mormon I used to know. And so then, you know, like when you walk in somewhere.
Sounds like a Green Day song. The Mormon I used to know.
You know how like you see someone in public and you just don't know if it's fully them. You kind of like do a double take and then you're like.
Did you like go to school with this person?
I'll tell you the context.
Okay.
But.
Yeah, you don't know. You can't like really go up to them, right?
Yeah, yeah. So yeah. I'm like staring and then like.
Just staring at the sun too long.
You it have confirms. Like I confirmed it. So I do this like. And I smile like I you know,
did a pedo stare.
Yeah, dude, I did a pedo stare. I like smile and just waiting for him to like detect my eyes. Right. And so it's a 45-year-old white man, by the way.
Okay.
Oh, OK.
And so then he looks
pedo
at
on
me.
Pedo.
He looks at me and then he smiles big. He's like, no way. And then he stands up and gives me a big hug. And this was my when I used to work at a real job.
Your coworker.
My coworker, he was a 45-year-old. He was sort of like my mentor, mm-hmm. but he wasn't supposed to be my mentor.
Mm.
So I had a manager, and that manager assigned me a mentor. And that mentor would be like, yeah, do this, and then like go on about his day.
Mm-hmm.
This white Mormon guy, he was just like bored at work all the time. He would also do his work, but like he would just always talk with me.
Mm.
And so he'd always like tell me about like Mormonism, and I would tell him about like Islam. He would always ask about like Islam and stuff. So we had like great like religious conversations about each other's religions and stuff like that. And we just had like a great time. So he became like sort of like my mentor that wasn't supposed to be my mentor.
Mm-hmm.
So we just like always just hang out and all that stuff. So I haven't seen him in like 5-6 years. And so when he gave me that hug, I was like, yo, and he's like, how you doing? And then he like sent me a sweet message. He's like, yo, it's really nice to see you and stuff like that. But it was really nice. That's just my story.
He didn't do any Mormon stuff on you?
No, yeah. No. The funny thing is, like, we would make fun of each other's, like, religions and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
We'd be like, oh, you're Mormon. He'd be like, oh, you're Muslim and stuff like that. And we just, like, joke around and stuff like that.
Right, you got to get him to take you to Disney World.
The Disney World?
Yeah, there's this church in Silver Spring.
Yeah, yeah.
And it looks like it's Disney World. Everyone always asks when they come here, is like, is that Disneyland? Like, is mm-hmm. that?
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know that was here, but it was a giant Mormon
church.
And you
drive by it on the highway going to D.C. every time.
Yeah. Yeah. So he said it's been closed for 16 years. However, they're renovating. And
oh, really?
They don't allow non-Mormons to go. But
do they allow Mormons to go?
Yeah, yeah. But if you're a Mormon, you have like a ID and then you like, I don't know if you scan it, but like they know who you are and then you walk in.
Hmm.
So like you can't just like randomly convert and then, you know, go in there. And you can't be a guest unless they have like events where guests are allowed.
You have to be Mormon, chat.
You have to be Mormon, yeah. But they have these Christmas parades. You can be like outside of it.
Oh, okay, yeah. I've heard of that.
So you can do that.
But it's been closed for a long. Why did they close it?
It's closed for outsiders. Mormons go all the time.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, they were renovating recently, and I think they allowed like guests to come in and see everything.
Mm-hmm. Tell him then to take you to an all-inclusive trip to Utah.
Yeah.
Oh my
He's
God.
From Utah.
He is?
Yeah, yeah. That's why he was so intrigued with me, because he just wanted to know more about Islam. He's only been around Mormons. Mm. So when he moved here.
Why Utah?
So bad.
Why Utah? Why are they based in Utah?
It's because they have like their own bubble there.
Yeah, I know, but like why?
It's like why Dearborn?
Yeah. Right.
Why Dearborn? Yeah, their bubble's huge. And I think like they're a very strict religion. Mm-hmm. I would argue stricter than ours.
Yeah.
Like they cannot drink soda.
Mm-hmm.
And they say it's like a caffeine thing.
They can't drink caffeine.
Yeah, they can't drink caffeine. And so it like literally says in there, they can't watch rated R movies, like specifically. Mm-hmm. Like if it's rated R, they cannot watch. And other stuff too.
Yeah, they can't cuss.
Yeah.
There's like all these, and they have like strict like universities where you have to like follow the Mormon rules mm-hmm. and stuff. And so there's people who like went on their campus and did one of those like interviews, and they're like, if you had to cuss or like kill somebody, like what would you do? People were like conflicted.
That's hilarious.
Between cussing and killing somebody.
They're like, ah,
cussing is way too hard. Yeah. Stab somebody. That sounds good.
So funny. But yeah, that was my Mormon homie.
I just wish there was more Mormon in that.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you left the Mormon out of the Mormon story, bro.
This is my Mormon homie. Yeah,
love that for you.
New Green Day song coming out.
But isn't it nice to like, I guess, see someone you haven't seen in like 5-6 years, but you guys used to be super close.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's like a coworker or something like that.
I feel aged when I do that.
Really?
Yeah. Like I was at the mosque and I just hear like Amber, and like I turn around and I see a familiar face. Couldn't quite put it together. Come to find out that when I was 16, her daughter used to attend the school that I used to work at.
Mm.
And those kids that were in school there when I was 16, if they were 5, they're like about to be 20. You know what I'm saying?
Dang.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like it's a weird situation to see them, because it ages me a lot.
Yeah.
Cause I don't feel that old until I see like a 15-year-old, but I've been with them
when they're like 3 or 4.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What, this happened yesterday at the mosque. I ran into like,
The Mormon gong.
I ran into students that I used to teach, and now I feel like that teacher that you see at like the
that's not supposed to be outside of school.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh my God, that's me.
You guys have an outside life? Like,
yeah, it was crazy, bro.
That's wild.
Let's close it there and take the rest of the Patreon where it'll get nice. And
can we get a sneak peek of your story?
Yeah, I just have a funny, wild story from this past week. You know,
ooh.
People from the Patreon know that it gets funky.
Ooh.
It gets funny, and we spill the tea on the Patreon, and they know that.
I hope somebody didn't hear your last Patreon episode,
because yeah.
You were wilding on that.
Yeah,
we have to bleep out.
I stopped getting replies to texts, so I'm pretty sure that.
Is there a follow-up to that story from last week?
There is not a follow-up, except okay. for the fact that they texted me, I replied, and I did not get a reply back. And so
dang.
I was like, yeah, I mean, the titling probably didn't help either.
You titled it.
I did title it. I just don't be caring. I am going to have to go on an apology tour after this podcast.
You think so?
Eventually.
No.
Apology tour coming up. I have a follow-up update to a story I told last time. Remember there was a burping uncle?
Yeah.
That was just absolutely gassing up the whole mosque.
You guys solved it?
So a few uncles came together and they got him a mask. A
no
designated
way.
Mask. And literally when everyone's standing in line, they turn around and make sure that he has his little muzzle on to make sure that he doesn't burp and
blow
to everybody. They literally call him out and they're like, "You have it on, you have it on." He's like, "I have it on." And it's like duct taped him. It's so tight on. He has to explain to people. He's like, "I'm not sick. I just have this issue."
Oh, so they went up to him and they're like, "Bro, what's up with the burping?" And he's like, "I have."
People had enough.
Was it your dad? It wasn't your dad, right?
My dad didn't, surprisingly. But then he was like, "Oh, good. Like, he has it on now."
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, they're openly addressing him to make sure, like out loud, that he has his mask on. That's so embarrassing.
But it's respectful, too. Like, they're, one, kind of looking out for him, but two, like, he's like, accepting the judgment. Or
they
like
were all joking around about it because, like, mm-hmm. uncles in our community, like, they'll be savage sometimes. And they're just mm-hmm. like, oh, make sure he has it on. Make sure he has it on. So it was just like I just saw him and I was like, oh, my God. Like, he only takes it off when he, like, eats. I feel kind of bad
Wait,
now.
Even
but
when he's not praying? I thought it was just when he was
praying. He has it on all the time. He's, like, talking to people, like, socializing. He has the mask on. I think he has a problem.
Yeah, a gas problem or something.
Yeah. He got that chamber in him. Just letting him go.
That's wild. I'm glad to hear, though, that there was a solution.
Yeah.
Moss need to start investing in muzzles for uncles.
Niche moss. Niche problems.
Niche mosque problem.
Niche solutions.
Niche moss problem.
Niche makeshift solutions. We renovated the mosque, then we renovated his mouth. Okay. All right. Thank you, for everybody, for listening to another episode of Strange Flavors. It's been another week.
Another flavor.
A little less stranger.
We'll talk to you next time.